Today is October 4th, 2013. This is Jennifer Kink. I'm here with Nola Peterson from Peterson Grain and Cattle Company, and she lives north of Havre, Montana. Hey, what is your full name?
Nola Peterson.
What is your date of birth?
I was born on August 3rd, 1959.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Ontario, Oregon. My parents lived in western Idaho, and that was the closest hospital. So,
what are the names of your parents?
Daryl and Blanche Sorensen.
When and where were they born?
My mother was born in Letha, Idaho, on the family ranch. She was born in 1928. Her name was Blanche Fishback. My father was born in Moorhead, Iowa, in I think 1923, and his name is Daryl Sorensen.
How many siblings do you have?
Two brothers, Chris Sorensen and Roy Sorensen.
What are the names of your grandparents?
Roy and Leah Fishback, and Dave and Ida Sorensen.
When and where were they born?
The Sorensens were born in Iowa, and the Fishbacks around Emmett, Idaho. That's where they grew up.
Did you grow up on a farm or a ranch?
Yes. We had registered Angus, and my dad raised hay and corn and different things. It was a small farm. He also had a part-time or full-time job as a rural mail carrier, so his farming was all after hours, but he did do that. My grandfather had both grandfathers farmed.
And how long have you been farming and ranching?
30 years now with my husband, Kim.
What is the name of your ranch and where is it located?
It's Peterson Grain and Cattle, Inc., and it's about 26 miles northwest of Havre, Montana.
What are the key commodities you produce?
We raise mostly wheat. We raise our own hay for our livestock, and we have registered Angus cattle. We grow a few other things. We're starting to grow some peas, and this year we actually grew some mustard seed. So we're diversifying a little bit.
You already answered how long have you been ranching. You said 30 years mm-hmm. with Kim?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Describe a typical work day for you, inside and out.
Oh, mostly my day consists of more the bookkeeping now. I do take care of the farmyard and the shelter belt. My husband helps with that, but most of that kind of falls on me now because he's so busy and... But just the keeping the bookkeeping done and the paperwork and people paid and taking care of the farmyard, errands to town, the business end, I guess, consumes most of my time now.
And has the work you do now changed over the years? Different jobs?
Yes. It used to be just Kim and I. Now we have our son and one hired young man. And when it was just he and I pretty much did whatever. Now the younger people are kind of picking up the slack. But, from calving to truck driving to mowing, baling, you know, you name it. Yes, I used to have to do that or get to do that. I think I would say that. I used to get to do that stuff. Now I do the, you know, bookkeeping. So I think I'd rather do the other things.
What is your favorite of all those jobs, and why was it the favorite?
The farmyard. I love to do that. I love the mowing and taking care of the trees, and I don't know. That's my favorite job.
In regard to work, are there certain experiences that stand out in your mind? Funny, scary, or just memorable?
My most memorable birthday was, my birthday's in August, so it always falls during harvest. And all the harvest crew or the truck driving sector, they all couldn't show up on my birthday that one year. So we had two combines going, and my son in the grain cart, and I got to drive truck, and it was several miles to the bins, and I'd get in one truck and go dump the grain. I'd just get back, the other truck would be full. That was like a 12-hour day, but anyway, I got in my neighbor's truck. We were cutting his field, and by the time I got back to the field, it was smelling pretty bad. I had smoked the clutch or whatever because I didn't know how to drive it. I was so worried that I had broken something, but my son was probably about 15, and he came over and reassured me that everything was okay and showed me, you know, Mom, it's just like our truck. Do this, do that, you'll be fine. And from that point on, it was okay, but that was probably the most memorable birthday I've ever had because it was very stressful.
Have you and Kim had to do other activities on or off the ranch? Tourism, working in town?
Not really.
Selling eggs, etc.
I think we've been fortunate. We haven't had to have outside jobs. I do have a few rental houses that we inherited from Kim's parents that I take care of now, but we wouldn't have to have them to support the farm. So we've been very lucky that way.
What does retirement look like to you here in the future?
I think Kim and I both like what we do. We would like to slow down a little bit. I see our children taking a more active role. So at some point, hopefully we can turn some of the reins over and just work when we want to and have a little free time to do other things that we enjoy, maybe a little traveling, but I don't see that happening rapidly. I think we're going to be busy for some time now.
What about vacations?
They're kind of few and far between. They really are, but some of that's self-inflicted, I guess. We probably could go do more things, but maybe we just choose not to because our work is more a priority than... I guess we like what we do.
I think you answered the next one. Do you see retirement in your future?
Semi-retirement, I would call it that.
And how are the day-to-day decisions made?
Well, Kim and I talk to each other. Some things, like if it's financial or banking decisions on a daily basis. I kind of make those, whereas he would do more of the, you know, order fertilizer or fuel, that kind of thing. But major purchases, things like that, then we would discuss with each other.
And then next question is, what about the long-term decisions? So buying equipment, buying
that's,
and selling
that's
land.
That's a joint decision there.
What are your thoughts about the relationship between conservation and farming and ranching?
Well, they pretty much go hand in hand. In order to have the land be as productive as possible, you have to manage it so that you're not harming it. So I think it's a win-win. If your land is healthy, it's more productive. Consequently, you should make more money. I guess to me, they're, you know, they go hand in hand.
Hey, what does the statement sense of place mean to you?
That would be my home, I guess. That place you go when you want to relax or, yeah, rest. The place you want to be the most. Your home. Yes, that's what it means to me.
Mm-hmm. You finish this sentence if you can. Every day I get a sense of.
I guess that would be a sense of wonder. We live where the seasons are so different. It can be really hot in the summer and frigid in the winter. But no matter what season, there's always a beauty out there. Like this time of year in the fall, it's just so quiet. Traffic seems to have slowed down on the highway, and there are days that it's just, you know, the machinery is kind of put away, and it's just, there are days that you can actually hear silence, which in a lot of places in the world you don't hear that. And that's one example. I mean, the winters with the drifts of snow, everything's beautiful. I mean, every season is beautiful. So I get a sense of wonder from that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. One of my fondest memories living on the land is?
I like to walk. I just like the changing seasons. I walk, and I like being outside. I guess that's something I will always remember, is just those walks in the countryside.
How has your way of life impacted your personal views on conservation and agriculture?
Well, my way of life, I mean, we try really hard to do things around the place that benefit the, you know, our wildlife around us. We enjoy watching wildlife, so we try hard not to impact it adversely. I don't know. I've been around agriculture my whole life. It's just something that's in me. I can't really... it is me. I can't really say how it's impacted me because... I don't know.
It's so just, things haven't changed much since you and Kim got married?
No, not really. I mean, as far as our views on that, I don't think our views have changed a whole lot.
Tell me about your thoughts on the role of women in agriculture.
I think women have always played a huge role in agriculture, and it seems to me one of the industries that they always have played a huge role. They've always worked the land and, you know, the cattle side by side with their spouses, and sometimes they've done it with no help at all, but I just know so many women that they do so many of the things you'd normally think was the man's role, but it's not really ever been like that in ag. Women do what needs to be done, and they always have. I guess my daughters, I find, are more capable than I was. I thought I was pretty capable, but I think each generation learns from the last and becomes more confident in what they can do, and they don't let themselves be restricted to a particular role. If they want to do something, they find a way to do it.
What one thing would you like a person, not a rancher, to understand about your life and lifestyle?
I think I would like people to know that the land is very important to us, that we value it very highly, and we don't do things that are detrimental to it. I think a lot of people think we're, you know, to a certain extent, I think a lot of people think we're wealthy people, but, you know, if you're, and maybe if you, on the bank, on your financial statement, you look pretty wealthy, but there's not a lot of cash laying around, you know, it's all tied up in livestock and equipment and real estate, and, you know, cash isn't flowing that freely, I don't think, on most farms and ranches. I guess that would be a couple things. But, you know, I would like people to know that the land is valuable to us in an emotional way. It's where we live. It's our home. The last thing we want to do is anything that would harm it.
What are the benefits of raising children on a farm or ranch?
I think they grow up with a great work ethic. They see things. They learn, they have common sense because they see the life and death struggles that go on in nature and the livestock, and, you know, that happens on a daily basis. And between that and working hard, working with your family, you know, I think they grow up with a real a work ethic and some real common sense. The ties I see, my children were in 4-H and went to a country school, and their ties with their community, whether it's the kids they grew up with or the neighbors, are still really strong, and I think that's a great thing. They have that sense of community, and it's kind of an you know, we, growing up out there, my husband's friends, now their children are my children's friends. It's kind of a generational thing. It becomes a pretty close community when your ties go back that far. And I think we value that a lot. I know my kids do. And it's just been a great, great thing for them. I mean, they have friends that are twice their age, but that are friends of theirs, you know, because they grew up in a community like that. And it's been wonderful.
Do you have immediate or extended family living nearby?
Our three children are all in Havre. Our son is, we employ him as our resident farmer. And he just bought the neighbor's farm ground, so he lives here. My daughter is a vet in Havre, and my other daughter is a crop insurance agent in Havre. So they're all three here in the community. No other family. Kim has cousins, and the Petersons are all over, but you know, I don't have any. My family's in Idaho.
How often do you get together? And has that changed over the years?
I see my family several times a year. We've been pretty good about staying in touch. My parents used to come up and help at harvest and at calving because they just love that. The branding and the calving time of the year, they'd see all our neighbors, and my father got to be pretty good friends with some of the other old ranchers. And, as far as family in the area, we don't get together a lot with the Peterson side, but we do see them around town and communicate often, I guess, via phone and stuff. So.
And what about women friends? Do you have a chance to get together with them?
My women friends generally doing the same things I'm doing. We get together at, you know, random events. Not too much just to get together, but I see them around town. See them at different functions, you know, and but no, I don't really do a scheduled visit with people, I guess.
Do women in the community get together for activities, clubs, events?
Yes, we do. We do. Our fire department, it's a rural volunteer department. We just did a bake sale last weekend to fundraise for the fire department. I don't know. We used to be involved with 4-H, still do some of that. My kids are older now, so they're not in it anymore, but we still participate in some of the 4-H events. So.
And then you just talked about the bake sale. What other community service activities do you do?
I'm the dispatcher for our rural fire department. So if there's a fire, I'm the one with the radio that talks to the fire trucks. I'm I'm a supervisor on the Conservation District Board. Does that count? I don't know. That's about it that I'm active in, really.
Okay, finish this sentence. Involvement with my community is important because...
Because if people weren't involved in their communities, then there would cease to be a sense of community. If you didn't participate in things and do what you can to help out, then everyone would just keep to themselves, and there'd be no sense of, I don't know, you know, having someone there to help you and if you were in need, or no sense of community. I guess somebody's got to do it, or things just don't get done. It seems to me that, I mean, we noticed it with our bake sale. There's a few of us that generally do most of the work, but everybody has their club that they're most devoted to, whether it's their church or 4-H or the fire department. Most people I know are devoted to something. May not be the same thing I am, but most people do some community service, and I guess without that, we'd have to rely a lot more on, you know, government-provided things, which when you can volunteer to do something, then that's the better way to go, in my opinion.
Do any of your children want to carry on with the operation?
All three of them would like to be part of it in some way. That makes things complicated for us to figure out how that will work, but that's what our goal has always been, is to give them the same chance that we had. And with our son, I see that's already happening. Both daughters own cattle. One daughter just bought 40 head of registered cattle, so she's got her foot in the door there. And I think we can work through it and figure out a plan of action. It won't be easy, but they have to have things they can do. They can't rely on that one nucleus to provide for all of them, but it can help them in their different pursuits, I guess. Our little farm nucleus can enable them to hopefully have the same life that Kim and I have had, because that seems to be what they want.
What legacy do you want to be remembered for?
I think the fact that I've enjoyed what I do. I would like to leave that to my family, that they could always be happy when they got up in the morning, that they were doing something they love to do. I think that would be it.